State House District 40 includes Eva, Eva Beach, Eva Gentry, and Iroquois Point in West Oahu. Incumbent Bob McDermott is one of four Republicans in the 51-member House of Representatives. His priority is funding for public school facilities.
Campbell High School still needs an athletic facility. You know, the school was built in 1960, no upgrades. We don't have a girls' locker room. And then Elima Intermediate School was the original Campbell High School. It hasn't had any improvements since it was built.
James Campbell is the largest high school in the state with 3,200 students. Challenger, Democrat Rose Martinez, has run three times against McDermott and says better use of public education funding is her priority.
We only have $7 billion budget, entire state of Hawaii. Over $2 billion from that budget goes to public school. That's one-third of our budget. So I think we can get better use of the budget that we already have.
McDermott says he has been fighting hard for public school facilities and even sued the State Department of Education.
When the Democrats were spending $170 million to build Kihei High School on Maui, it's not on the Department of Education priority list. Campbell was number one. And that's why you need a two-party system, to call out bullcrap, because the Democrats will sit there and keep their mouth shut because they are told to.
Martinez says she'll work with her fellow Democrats to get things done for the district. She also says crime is a big concern for many residents in Eva.
You know, I live here for over 20 years. Where I used to live, we were robbed three times. And a few months ago, my husband was robbed at gunpoint. So everything in the car was taken out. He even took his wallet.
But McDermott says community volunteers are keeping homelessness and crime rates low.
We don't have a lot of homelessness. We don't have a lot of crime. And a lot of that's due to the activities of Kurt Favela, the Lions Club. They're on it. And Eva Beach is home of the chain link fence and pit bull. So there is some deterrence there.
Democrat Martinez is counting on the 30% of Eva residents who are of Filipino ancestry to vote for her.
I'm winning this time because I have been working so hard. I've been talking to a lot of people, and I can see the positive response from the community.
Republican McDermott says the majority of Eva voters are conservative, and his GOP seat is safe.
Yeah, and she'll get 2,000 votes, and I'll get 3,000. So that's the way it works. I'm going to win.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.